Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. God only knows why. Welcome to it.
I'm back from Atlanta.
You are.
I went to the NRA annual meetings and conventions, and our first orange president came there and gave a speech.
I see.
Obama was the first black president we had, and Trump is the first orange president. He is the first sitting president since Ronald Reagan in 1983 that spoke at an NRA annual meeting. So I think Trump is going to be true to form. His son Donald and Eric were walking the trade show floor. I went to a few VIP meetings and events, and I wasn't at the trade show floor. I was at a lot of meetings and conferences, and they're very approachable, very nice guys. Yeah. But I had an epiphany when I was walking the show, because a lot of you guys know I'm a real zealot about fitness now, because 4 years ago I looked like the Michelin man, who in German the name is Bibidum, which means tired. Bibidum, yeah. So, you know, I'm down about 180 pounds and I work out 3 days a week and whatever. And so I started looking around the annual meetings, and the if you know what a BMI is, the average BMI of anyone attending the annual meetings, there was 83,000 people, was probably north of 40 BMI.
All right, so what does that mean?
For you laymen, the average person there was about 100 pounds overweight, minimum. Everybody at the
convention put him in morbidly obese.
There was super obese, morbid obese, super morbid obese, and holy shit obese, okay?
And they were more probably holy shit obese then.
Correct. So I thought about it, and I said, this whole show is going to be dedicated to
fat bastards?
Yes, fat bastards. It's going to be dedicated to why to protect ourselves and our family, why our health is an important component of our training that oft goes underlooked. Okay, so
well, we say that all the time. We look at these guys. You know, you get these weekend warriors who come in, right?
Yeah,
and they're taking every tactical course known to mankind.
Yeah,
and they're 400 pounds.
Yeah,
and you're saying, dude, like, so, you do realize you might have to like leave your armchair one day, right?
Yeah. So I pulled a sneaky thing, and the owner of GT Fitness Concepts, right behind the range, George Semberlis, he's been training me for almost 2 years.
How are you, everybody?
Coming on 2 years now. Hello, George. Can I say hello again?
Hello, everybody.
And he's been training me for a while. So when I came back from the annual meetings, I had this idea. I'm like, I'm going to have him on the show. We're going to talk a little bit about it, because he has a lot of specific training moves that I do, functional stuff, to improve your foundation for shooting, also being able to get up off of one knee without boosting yourself with your hand. Or we've had tactical classes where someone uses their gun to boost themselves up from the ground.
Well, I was going to say, in your tactical classes, are people in a lying down position as well?
Oh, yeah. A lot of lying down. We call that shooting prone.
Okay.
So while I was talking to George in the gym, Tyler comes walking by. Hello, Tyler.
Hello, everyone.
So Tyler is a female. She's 20 years old. She's also a vegan. She trained me once, but I booted her because she took a picture of my bald spot.
So no one warned me.
No one warned her.
That's a no-no in the studio. You can't take a photo of Anthony's bald spot.
Correct. But her,
oh, really?
But her style of training at 20 years old, it's like put the resistance bands around your knees and squat down and hop like a frog till I get tired, okay? I worked out with her one session.
Until she gets tired?
Yeah, yeah. The next day, I couldn't walk the next day. Okay, it really wasn't the bald spot pick. I'm afraid of her. So she's 20 years old, vegan, trainer, in phenomenal shape. So I said to her, have you ever shot a gun before? And your response was?
Nope.
So I said, would you be willing to come and shoot a gun? So she came here with her girlfriend, Mel, totally green. I wasn't even here. I came at the end when you guys finished. So tell us a little bit about your experience. Totally new. Never shot a gun before.
Yep.
Tell us.
So, I mean, we came in. Mel shot a gun before, so she was a little bit more comfortable than me. I was a little bit nervous. But you should be. I worked with Matt Gallietti. He helped us out, and he made me feel comfortable. First couple shots, my aim was really bad. I was completely off.
So it's not like the movies where you just aim and it goes where you want it. Okay.
Not as smooth as that.
You didn't give her those kinds of bullets?
No. Oh. Now you shot an AR-15. You shot a Glock. Right?
Yep.
You shot a bunch of guns. Well, did you like the long gun or the handgun better?
We like the long guns better.
Yeah, really? You know why? Because you have 3 points of support with a rifle, and it just comes more natural. Well, the problem with handguns is the human body's not used to holding something at arm's length and have it explode violently. So when you're hyperextending a gun. Now, did you notice at 20 years old, even though you're in great shape, you literally work out, what, 6 days a week between training
five
people?
Or six, yeah.
5 or 6, right? Did you notice how your muscles feel different, like in your shoulders and your arms and your back when you were shooting?
Yeah, definitely. By the end, I started feeling it. Even my core and my legs, just from that stance, holding that position for so long.
Correct. So you're using muscles in a way you never used them before. See, I don't feel it or realize it anymore because George has been kicking my butt for almost 2 years straight now. So I'm kind of used to it, you know. So would you come back and shoot again?
Yeah.
So what was your feelings on guns and gun ranges before you came in here? Like, you know, the media, you're only 20, so you're about 10 years you've been, you know, brainwashed that we're all fat white guys and it's sexist and racist. Did you feel any of that?
I mean, I kind of didn't really know how I felt just because, like you said, I've heard so many different opinions. After coming in here, I definitely feel like I'm more open to it. I would do it again.
Good. Now, it wouldn't bother me if you said it's not for you. We hear that maybe 1 out of 10 times with new shooters. They're like, yeah, it was good, but it's not for me. And I appreciate that because, listen, I'm never going to go skydiving. Richard Pryor once said no one should ever jump out of a perfectly good airplane. All right, I believe that, all right? Mm-hmm. So, but everybody's entitled to your opinion. And what bothers me is when people are closed-minded and they don't even want to try it. You know, so when you said to me last week, you're like, oh, I'll come, you know, I'll try. For me, that was a great feeling. Either way that you walked away from it. But do you see how the importance of training, though, and being fit?
Absolutely.
When you're handling a gun? I mean, I talk to George about this all the time. Like, I would teach you, Tyler, if you took a home defense class here, if you had a firearm, or even if you didn't have a firearm, to get, like, go in your bedroom, lock the door, and kneel down behind the bed while you're calling 911, whether you had a flashlight, mace, or a gun. You have to be able to get up without boosting yourself sometimes. And we're going to go get into that in detail when we come back. All you fatties that listen to the show, listen up.
Tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250 pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day, she was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at LipstickBodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the GunForHireRadio.com homepage.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. County Line Firearms NJ, 393 Route 10. East Hanover, across the street from the Best Buy. Stop by and see Carlos Negron. Sherry Spivak works there a few days a week. County Line Firearms. Support those who support us. So, Tyler and George, you, for our listeners out there, it won't do your family any good if under stress you have a heart attack. Right, George?
I would agree. Yeah, I think that'd be an issue.
would interrupt the whole flow.
Yeah, you know, we all say here, if you're fighting a fair fight, your tactics suck. Yeah. Right, because there's no such thing as a fair fight. All is fair in love and war. So absolutely. If it's dog eat dog, sexist remark here, Tyler. Man eat man. You know, with man on man. They don't say non-binary on non-binary. We don't say that yet. But
thank God.
You know, you want to be the stronger if you can, and we all can't. I mean, I'm 56 years old now, and I'm probably in better shape than the majority of 56 years old. But I'm not in the top 1%. Yeah, you know, I'm not running 5Ks for breakfast, and then I ran one Spartan race beast, and then I retired. I got my thing, and then I retired. So you guys here, I mean, George, you train me a lot with kettlebells and functional training stuff. So both of you, chime in a little bit about what you see and what you feel, because you've come here with your wife a couple of times to shoot. You've come with people.
Yeah, I've taken some. I brought his friends here.
His wife is physically fit, too. It sucks, the three of them over here. Tyler, George's wife, you know, they're all like Adonis-like. So go ahead.
Well, it goes back to what Tyler said before, you know, in regards to you start, you know, once you start shooting, you start realizing the muscle groups that you're recruiting and the fatigue that starts settling in you know, in your core and your legs and your shoulders, you know. So when we put together a program for Anthony, we take in consideration, you know, the fact that you do shoot or, you know, you're an avid shooter. And we want to take into consideration the exercises that are going to help recruit those muscles and cause the same muscle fatigue that you might experience when you're shooting. You know, and there's a handful of exercises that we work on, like tire flips, using battle ropes, kettlebell swings.
I hate battle ropes.
Exactly. Oh, they're horrible. It's like torture.
I just mimicked to Sandy what you do with battle ropes, you know. They look easy. I was wondering what
you were doing there.
He says 30 this way, then 30 circular, and then 30 this way.
Basically, they're heavy. Almost the ropes you would use, you see at the port. Right? To like help pull in
to
like
hold
a boat.
Cruise ship.
Basically, pulling a cruise ship. Okay.
Tie up a ship.
And we got about a 50-foot rope that's tied around a solid base, and you're really just pounding these ropes on the ground for 30 seconds, 1 minute. You know,
and there's
you
a can purpose go, to this?
It's going to fatigue your core, your muscles, burn out your shoulders, and those are the muscles that you're using in a shooting situation. So we're trying to mimic that and try to get Anthony or any of our other clients in the best shape possible. You know, for those scenarios.
The one day Tyler trained me, she had me doing some functional stuff, like almost like a Turkish get up or something, which you could Google that if you want. Yeah. And my first response to her
explain it to me. I didn't
lay
try that
on,
better.
Lay on the ground, one leg up, one down, hold the dumbbell up high, you're flat on the ground, and get up. Without any help from like someone with a cane or a crutch or a walker. They're called Turkish get-ups. I'll show you a picture of it later.
Is there a reason they're called Turkish get-ups?
I don't actually know.
I don't know. But
since I'm Greek, and I call them Greek get-ups.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Since you're Greek, why would you allow Turkish get-ups?
Exactly. I wouldn't allow Turkish get-ups in the studio.
But you know what? It's funny. I said to Tyler, I don't think I can do it. And I did it. I tried it, and I did it. But what our listeners need to understand is when we have our urban classes or we do force on force, we have a shoot house in South Jersey now.
Okay.
We check your heart rate and your blood pressure before, during, and after. There are
that's
people
really
that like we say,
yeah, you can't go
they're,
in.
They're going to code out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? You actually will deny people?
Oh yeah. We had a guy. We checked his blood pressure and pulse right before he went into the shoot house. We're like, no, you're redlined right now because we have the chart. You know, we look at the chart. We're like, you're redlined. That we're going to go inside. We're going to be shooting guns at you with semi-live ammo. You know, it's live ammo, but the bullet head's
it
missing.
Hurts.
It has a plastic tip with the laundry detergent, different color, like Tide, all over. So when you get hit, you can't deny you've been hit.
Okay.
But yeah, we've had people come out and we're like, we might have to call 911.
On average, like how high do you see someone's heart rate elevate in a shooting situation?
We've had people go to 185.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really high. So we have somebody coming in who's
Joey Grimaldi, by the way. Joey's listening to the show. Joey, you are number one, if you remember.
He won the award.
He was at 185. We had to give him a timeout.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he came back and he finished it. He had little breathing exercises. So that's why I have these guys here, because I'm trying, I don't want to sound like I'm the... harping on everybody, because I don't, because I still smoke cigars, and when people tell me I should put cigars,
it's an important issue.
We don't cover it. We talk about gears. Right, we talk about guns. We talk about
holsters,
preparedness at home.
Yeah, we talk about all this crap, but we don't talk about the physical aspect of it, and that's really a very important part of it. I think it's the majority of it.
See, you could have $9,000 worth of shit at home if you can't get up from a kneeling position or you have a heart attack.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know? Or be able to get off your back and then be able to make a quick maneuver. And, you know, may have to go, run and hide, get cover. And I'm assuming a lot of people that are out of shape, they can't do that.
Right.
And they're able to and then at that point, they're able to either get their weapon or defend themselves, if they need to. So.
And when you've got all that adrenaline pumping and something happens and you've got that fight or flight reflex that pops in, afterward, you're going to be a hurting buckaroo.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, no matter what, even if you are in good shape, you're going to end up doing things that you're not used to doing, turning in positions that you're not used to turning, using things. You know, it's like
that's how you
get
injured too. When you do these movements that your body's not prepared for in a flight or fight situation, that's where you might end up getting a lower back injury or tweaking your knee, and now you're making yourself more susceptible to maybe getting injured or harmed. What if you fall
as you're running for cover? Right. You better be in pretty good shape. And listen, we're all older. I had hip surgery. I got pins. Yep. I had knee surgery. I had meniscus removed. Tyler, you're used to dealing with people. You don't just work with young girls. I watch your videos all the time, right?
Yeah. Ranging from people around my age to, I had a client this morning, he's 81 years old.
He's my hero, by the way.
Yeah, Jim.
She trains a guy, he's 81 years old.
Jim,
that's great.
Okay, and she functionally trains him. It's not sitting like on a machine and just curling or something. No, she's got him going up and down.
It's classic. Everybody thinks, 50 plus, at that point, it's not really so much about strength training as it is about flexibility. Yeah. True, guys?
And functional training.
And functional training, to be able to get through life.
What's great for us is that when Jim comes up to me on a weekly basis and he says how proud he is that he's seeing his changes and how he's able to get in shape and how happy he is with Tyler and with the program that she's put together for him.
I want to talk a little bit more about that when we come back.
George, I love you. I can wipe my ass again.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To
To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
This segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites, libertyofficesuites.com. Gun for Hire alumni for about 8 or 9 years now, Ron Sousa, has two offices, one on New Road in Parsippany and one off Changebridge Road in Montville. And if you guys ever listened to the show before, Liberty Office Suites is like almost like renting month-to-month timeshare office space. Okay. He has meeting rooms. He has presentation rooms. He has a meeting room, holds 70 people. George, if you didn't have your office upstairs from at GT Fitness Concepts, you could actually, like if you're an architect, you can meet clients there. Gotcha. And it starts at $58 a month.
Wow. And that's actually very affordable.
And then you need more space or
and there's common area too and
kitchens, presentation areas. Gotcha. It's he lets
conference
us use
room,
yes he lets bit. Us use his 70 room place for somebody's taking our picture. I must look cute. He lets us use his 70 person meeting room for a lot of Second Amendment events and stuff. So
okay.
Check out libertyofficesuites.com. Also, Ron, about a year ago you got engaged to Annette, and have you set a date yet? Every month I ask the same question. Every week I ask the same question. So
you're engaged?
No, not him. No, Ron. Oh, Ron Sousa. No, he's dead.
Dude.
Sandy's dead.
That train is so far left the station. Yeah. That
his wife's Sicilian.
My wife keeps
trying. Can't get a divorce.
I could never get a divorce.
He can only die. It's the only way out of that marriage. She'll decide when.
Right. She's slowly poisoning me for years, but she hasn't figured out the proper
concussion. Did you know, Tyler, as a man, I finally learned there's two ways to argue with a woman. Neither one works.
That's right.
Exactly right.
Now, let me tell you about Jim. I walked around the NRA convention, and Tyler, you could talk a little bit about the functional stuff you do with him. I saw guys that were 60 years old that walked like they were 90. Jim walks like he's 55 years old. He walks like he's my... He walks in a gym. He wears Beats by Dr. Dre headphones.
He's got Converse on. Converse, high socks.
Converse All-Stars. Converse All-Stars. But you could tell by the way he walks, great. You could tell by the level of his alertness because his whole core and his whole body has been worked on. You know, for lack of a better term, you know how older people start to look feeble?
Yeah.
He doesn't look that way, okay? What working out and being in shape can help you too is predators look for prey.
Right.
They'll rob the 60-year-old out of shape guy before they rob the 81-year-old in shape guy.
Yeah.
Gaston Glock, who invented the Glock gun, mm-hmm. he was like 84 years old. They paid somebody to beat him up. They sent like a 35-year-old guy to Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
He beat the shit out of a 30-year-old guy in a parking garage.
I serious? Never heard that story.
Yeah,
really?
If you read the book Glock, you'll read the story. Yeah, he won. He walked back in his office all bloodied up and shit, and there was a guy in a parking lot. Okay.
Beaten and battered.
Yes.
He tried to assault him.
Correct. Right. The nerve. So Tyler, talk about some of that stuff, like especially what you do, like that core stuff, and you guys use a lot of alternate stuff. You know, for us old timers, you're thinking dumbbells and barbells and a bench. I know that's what everybody's thinking,
right.
But that's such a small component of what we do when we work out there.
Yeah.
It's these bands and these cables and these freaking balls that weigh 30 pounds and 40 pounds. He had me the other day lay on the ground, knees bent. Over my head, throwing a 20-pound menace of ball against the wall, catching it, going back down and catching it. But I'll tell you what, the strength you start to feel in your core. I used to be sore after I walked a convention. I'd go back to my hotel room at night, my feet be screaming, my knees and my back. Now I could go play tennis afterwards. So, Tyler, talk a little bit about that functional core stuff that you do and how it can relate to us people that when we're running from bullets.
Well, like you said, it's all about starting with the core, your base, also your legs. So becoming stronger from the ground up.
And the core was neglected for many years by muscle heads, right?
All right, yeah, talk about the core. Talk about what you're...
You're a doctor.
Yeah, well. I mean, so many people are just, you're sitting at work all day, you're not engaging your core at all, you're not engaging your glutes, your shoulders are rounding forward because everything we're doing is either on the computer or you're writing, everything's in front of you. So you start to get all these imbalances and all this tightness starts to build up in your body, and now you have all these underactive muscles. So basically when you come to George and I or any of the other trainers at GT, we have to figure out what muscles are underactive and which are overactive, which we all have those imbalances. So for
Anthony and I, it would be our jaw muscles would be
overactive. Yeah. That's correct. Yes.
I probably went down 2 waist sizes in the past 2 years because of working on core without losing any additional weight, by the way, just so everybody knows.
So more or less you're saying that your body composition has changed.
Yeah. Right? Oh, my body composition. Yeah. I've been wearing the same shirt size and same pant size for 2 years now. That's a 56-year record. I'm 56 years old. just so everybody knows. So nice. So go ahead, Tyler. Talk a little bit more about that, because I see you do that stuff. It looks like a freaking frog. Like you put the bands.
I actually
on,
steal
and
stuff.
You hop
I
around.
Take stuff from her. Actually, you know, I'm 35 years old. I've been doing training now for what, 12 years, maybe even almost 15. And I look at some of the stuff she does with clients. I'm just like, where does she come up with this stuff?
Yeah, what
it blows
is this
my
stuff?
Mind.
Well, there's just so many different variables. Like you said, everyone originally thinks you think it's just dumbbells and strength training, but there's so much more to that than just that. And then also the functional aspect. So now instead of just moving in one plane of motion, now you're going left, right, you're going backwards, you're jumping, you're doing single leg, all of these different movements that your body's not used to. And then like you said, you have to be more agile if you were, say, in your house laying in your bed and you need to hop up real quick and who knows where you need to be. You need to hide. You need to get under something. So you need
find
to
your fire. Grab your firearm. Maybe you have a firearm in the closet. Maybe you have it in another room. To be able to run, get to your house, run through your house, get the gun, and to be able to then now hold somebody at bay for, you know, how long is the average police, response?
20 minutes. Yeah.
It's actually 11. He's exaggerating, but that's okay.
Well, you don't live in my neighborhood.
Nationwide, it's 11. Well, you live in the woods.
Yeah, so hypothetically, you need to be able to keep somebody at bay with your gun, right? Because in New Jersey, you can't shoot anybody in your own house, right?
Without having a heart attack.
Or
hyperventilating and passing out.
Exactly. So you have to be able to be conditioned to get your gun, defend your family, and keep somebody at bay until the police can get to the house. And that could be 11, 15 minutes before that, you know, those first responders get there. And you have to be able to be in shape for that.
Our urban class, we do a drill where they hold the gun out and yell "don't move" commands.
Yeah.
And we tell them to hold it out until they hear the whistle and then fire. And we'll have them hold the gun out 2 or 3 minutes. And everybody starts tremoring, right?
I can imagine.
And then after they fire, we ask them, how long do you think you held the gun out? 11 minutes, 15 minutes, 8 minutes. And we're like, no, that time was 2.5, 3
right.
minutes. And they're amazed. And they're like, and now their arms and shoulders hurt. Yeah. And we ran an urban class a few years ago. Remember Gun for Hire West in Branchburg?
Yeah.
We had a heavy set guy when he went from kneeling to standing.
Mm-hmm.
He had his gun in his hand. He boosted himself off the
ground. I remember
and
that.
One of our instructors yelled, "Don't fire, cease fire." The gun was packed with snow and mud.
Because he stuck it into the ground.
He stuck it into the ground to boost himself up. The gun probably would have blown up in his face.
Oh, wow.
Okay? So, again, perfect example that. If you're, and then, you know, if you're sweating, your sweat gets in your eyes.
Yep, right.
Your eyeglasses start to slide down off your face if you wear glasses like me. There's just so many facets that most people don't think about. Clint Smith came up with the term, or Colonel Jeff Cooper, if it ain't raining, you ain't training. Because I would get guys, when I used to run the urban classes years ago, guys would email, "It's supposed to rain tomorrow. Is the class still on?" Yeah, bitches. What do you mean?
Right.
Well, what do you mean? You only get robbed in the nice weather?
Yeah.
You know? So, really, I'm hoping that it pours all day. Yeah. I got my poncho.
Right.
I know what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, so people don't realize they have to train for that. And then strength. What if you get into a grappling situation with somebody? You know, somebody can take your gun from you or your knife from you. I've just noticed, and listen, guys and girls listening, when you start to get up in age, you don't have the testosterone, you don't have the metabolism anymore, but it doesn't matter. You know, I'm very critical of myself. I look in the mirror, I am not happy with myself. But then I listen to these guys, and when other people walk by that are 56 years old, I look at what I look like in relation to what they look like, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm doing better.
Right. You don't think you're.
And then realize what you're doing at the studio and the exercises that we've been working on with you, and how challenged that you are, and then probably majority of your peers are not in that good of shape because they don't work out.
How many times did I tell you I couldn't do this 2 years ago? I just told you that the other day. He gives me shit to do. I'm like, I couldn't have did this 2 years ago. He's like, grab that, pick it up, get up and stretch. I'm like, I couldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Like, and now all of a sudden I'm doing it. So it's just phenomenal.
Wait till you see the new tire that we just got dropped off at the studio. Actually came from your construction site.
Nice. Yes. Is it bigger?
It's about double the size.
Oh, man. Yeah. Flipping tires, you don't think about it, but you have to bend down, squat down, and you have to put your fingernails under the edge of the tire and then explosively flip it over and then go and do it again. You have people jump in the tire every time you flip it. He hasn't gotten that to me yet, so... Now that I just said it.
You just said it. Now you're screwed.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait till the weather breaks in about 2-3 days. Guess he'll be outside on that tire, Anthony.
You know, I'm gonna go divert a little bit. When I was walking the convention, like I said, you know, people being physically fit were few and far between. Mm. And females, unless they were attached to an alpha male, were not in high attendance. There was 84,000 people showed up. And there's not many minorities, and there was a whole thing in Politico magazine where the NRA struggles to attract black gun owners. I say minority owners, and I'm including women in that minority, too. Like, we were talking a little bit off-air and then on-air, too. Like, your perception, you definitely thought it was going to be all big, like, hunter-type white guys, right, Tyler?
Yeah, kind of.
You thought everybody's going to be wearing plaid and camo and armor. Really.
There's definitely a stereotype to it, yeah.
Correct. So, and you know, when you have, like, the NRA and you have the planned succession for the next 72 years is all white guys named Biff and Taylor and Chad, it's kind of hard to break that perception. So, you know,
we have an entire media culture that works to try to portray that image.
Yeah.
So to alienate people from being shooters and being able to protect themselves, which is really what it's all about. You know, you can't have a totalitarian regime, which is what both sides kind of want, without disarming everybody.
Yeah.
And that's been proven in history since the beginning of time.
Correct.
Cain and Abel.
Better to have a gun and not need it, like a fire extinguisher. That's my philosophy. You don't have to love it, but you should have one. Everything I do gonna be funky
from now on. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by Gunsitters, gunsitters.com. Also on 831 Route 10 East in Whippany, in the Pine Plaza, under the international, under the original Pancake House. I've never been there.
No, yeah. We could recite the menu.
Yes. Check out gunsitters.com. They were on the show last week. We had Kelly, we had Vin, and we had Eric on. They're expanding to numerous states. Their military division is Weapons Guard, which is if you're in the military and you get deployed or you get transferred, they'll hold your guns for free from donations from people from gunsitters.com. If you're moving or selling your house or you're having a domestic problem or you're breaking up, Gunsitters will store your firearms legally so they don't end up in a prosecutor's impound in a 55-gallon drum and you have to spend the next 3 years and $10,000 in legal fees trying to get them back. They are the only organization in the state of New Jersey that offers this service, gunsitters.com. They have a division in Easton, Pennsylvania, where if you live in New Jersey, you can rent one of their lockers there and you can buy short barrel rifles, machine guns, and silencers and keep them at their facility in Pennsylvania.
Because Pennsylvania is a free state.
You can drive over the Delaware, shoot all your toys in PA, put them back in Gunsitters, and then drive back home.
And not have to worry about being arrested if you stop at the Quick Check for a soda and to take a piece.
That's a great concept. I never heard that before.
Yeah, Gunsitters. Yeah. They've been in business for about 4 or 5 years now, which is really good. So you came in here, Tyler. You see how much safety there is we have in place?
Like, yeah.
Nobody's walking around. Nobody's dropping guns on the floor or anything or pointing guns at you. You saw many employees like Matt we had with red shirts on, policing the area, for lack of a better term. So in New Jersey, you know, guns are like, they would love to take them all away from us, so only the criminals have them. In Atlantic City, cops seized 62 guns from a store in Atlantic City. They were toy guns.
They were on the boardwalk.
Okay, on the boardwalk.
I saw that article, and I didn't really understand the point of why they did that.
Because this is New Jersey.
But they're legal in New Jersey, and they have orange tips.
They have the orange tip, exactly. Yeah, right. Which I thought that
and
was...
they're toys.
Yeah.
Okay, but listen to the article here, because...
Go ahead.
I went back and forth with this article. Let me read you some excerpts. Nowhere other than the first graph of this article does the word toy appear. From that point on, it morphs to firearm. Okay? So the officers inspected the firearms, which appeared to be real in relation to the size, weight, and color, and the exception of the orange tip that's on the end, and the fact that they're made of freaking plastic. The owner of the store, I'm not going to mention his name, was issued a city ordinance for possession and sale of the firearms.
Not the toy. Not the toy.
He was selling toy guns, water pistol toy guns, and the guy was given a summons for sale and possession of, quote, according to the writer here, who I looked up, guy was born and raised in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, and got his chops working for every liberal publication in the state of New Jersey. Well, I mean, what journalist doesn't, right? But again, firearm. This is the propaganda that's foisted upon.
That's why Tyler says there's a certain stereotype.
Yes, this is Tyler doesn't know any different. George didn't know any different. They read this dreck, and right away, and we were busted for 62 guns.
So here's another one for you.
Maybe this is why Atlantic City is broke.
No, but this made Atlantic City safer. Where Atlantic City, where cops who were patrolling the boardwalk have nothing better to do than to bust the store for the guy who was selling toy guns, where there's a murder every 63 seconds.
Exactly.
And, you know.
Well, they probably stepped over a body to go into the store.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what? Colgate University, Hamilton, New York. Sandy sent me this. A person, they caught a lockdown in the school. They thought they had an active shooter.
Yeah.
A person believed to have been armed with a gun at Colgate University campus on Monday night was actually a student doing an art project, and it was a glue gun.
Glue gun does not look like anything like a regular firearm.
But keep you away from it.
Right.
Like Tyler, if you walked out of here saying, it was cool, I shot, but it's not for me, but... I still won you over because I broke that stereotype. You saw that we weren't all hillbillies and sexist and racist, right?
Right?
So now when you're talking to girlfriends or boyfriends in the future and they mention guns, you're like, oh, I don't know. I went to a range. It wasn't like that, like what they say. But because we've created such a sissy culture, a lockdown for over glue guns. But you know what, Sandy? They were just being careful. It could have been a stick-up.
Oh, no.
You had to go there.
Yes, he's here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
You think the cops probably threw him to the ground?
I'm sure. No. I can guarantee that shit happened.
He's like an art
his
student.
Project got ruined. So, like, you know, his paper mache is, like, all over the floor.
Oh, dude, I was making, like, a paper mache vagina to wear on my head. And you just, I need a safe space now.
They busted him up, threw him to the ground. I mean, this is the world.
So everybody's on edge now. You know, in these colleges, you hear these
because
active
shooters. Manufactured. Look at the statistics that are bandied about women being raped at college. What, you have a 1 in 4 chance of being raped in college if you're a woman?
Yeah.
How much bullshit is that?
Yeah.
We're talking about Zaire at this point. It would be safer to walk the streets in Zaire than it is to send to Columbia University to send your daughter
to college.
It's because they've manufactured and remanufactured the definition of rape.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know you could be raped 5 years ago and not realize it?
Yeah.
And it was just, you felt like that. You were drunk, right? Well, so obviously you were raped.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't. If you want to take that definition of rape, I'm sorry. There's real rape that happens, and that's a real situation and a real problem. If you want to dumb it down to that point where we don't, now everything is just taken lackadaisical.
Yeah.
So now you two guys, since you both shot here before, people who come to your place and say, I'm into shooting and self-defense, and I want to learn some functional exercises to complement that, right? Mm-hmm. That's so since they train me and kick my ass and I treat everybody like family, the company is GTFitnessConcepts.com.
Yep.
And they're on Facebook and Instagram and everything. Yeah,
check
and,
us out. You see some cool videos of different workouts that we do with clients and, you know, a lot of functional movements that you would be doing at the studio.
They're about 30 feet behind the range, GT Fitness Cop. They have our range.
So you can come here and shoot and go over there and work out.
Yeah, I go there in the morning. Yeah. And you should really check them out. Anybody who's interested in maybe doing something with me, like a little group, talk back at Gun for Hire Radio. Let me know, and we can set something up with George and Tyler. I can just tell you right now that George is tough, but Tyler's mean. So, which is good. But see, women can get away with that because old school guys like us, we don't like to argue with women. You know?
Yeah, you just have to do it.
Right. I've been saying for years, some of my favorite leaders were Golden Meir, Margaret Thatcher. I believe that women, a strong woman makes a better leader because men have a hard time giving in to a woman. You know what I mean?
Like absolutely.
It's just a pride thing, too.
Yeah. Right. So I think women...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think, you know...
So you didn't want Hillary Clinton for president?
I would pick any strong leader for a female president. I just don't believe Hillary was strong enough, you know? Yeah. But I think that if they're... I don't think she'd get enough respect on the world in the world stage.
I agree totally.
You know? But I would vote for a woman in a heartbeat.
She would have made a lot of money, though.
Oh, yeah.
She's still making money.
Oh,
she's still making money. Quick letter, real quick. Anthony, I want to give a shout-out to Eric from Gun Sitters. Eric's helped my aunt, who lives in New Jersey, transfer my late uncle's gun to my FFL in North Carolina. He was gracious. He followed the rules. He helped educate me. I highly recommend Gun Sitters. Al Valenti. I also want to remind people, SafeCon, njsafecon.net. They are currently seeking exhibitors and sponsors for the 2017 event, September 23rd in Princeton. Please check out njsafecon.net, njsafecon.net. We might get George to do a little thing
down
there.
George,
yeah, maybe we can have George do a presentation
down
there.
That'd be actually pretty cool.
No, I would love to.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're going to talk more about that, but it's September 23rd. You know, last year, Roger Garrett from Purely Water, he did well down there. We have a booth, all the gun people. We had the first year was in Vineland, second year was Parsippany, third year now it's Central in Princeton.
Okay.
So this is the third time we're doing it, but we have all victims of crime, pro-gun people, speakers, state police spoke. It was a good event. Last year we had over 300 people. This year we figured we had about 500. So don't forget NJ SafeCon. Please check him out because John is a really, really good guy. So I want to get back to you guys. I've gone online and I've looked to exercises to improve shooting and stuff. And there's a couple of videos out there. There's really not much female perspective.
There's really not much, period.
Yeah.
When I had to, because I shoot trap, and I asked one of the exercise phys.
Aren't you supposed to say you try to shoot trap?
Yeah, it's true. Okay. Yeah, that's very true. And I had the exercise phys over at the hospital. I said, show me something, because when you're in competition, you have that damn gun up all the time, and I have a very heavy shotgun.
Yeah.
So it's like 10 pounds extended all the time, and toward the end of, you know, four or five rounds, you start getting
I've shot trap myself, and I'm familiar with that. I actually have an event, a fundraiser coming up in about 3 weeks. It's a trap shooting fundraiser. And I know exactly what you're saying. And also being able to rotate and keep up with the clay pigeon and that rotation of the body, and then keeping the shotgun in that position for, like I said, you know, multiple rounds.
Without tremoring.
And without just, I noticed that I was dropping a couple of birds always toward the end of the end of the match. And basically, she said to me, look, just continue to mount that gun back and forth.
Yeah.
Because, like you were saying, it's functional stuff. It's things that, you know, you don't need to. I'm figuring I have to use kettlebells or something. Yeah. She's like, just mount that gun.
Yeah.
But do
and
it
creating muscle
200
memory.
Times a day.
Yeah. Did you hear what he said? I've been teaching for 30 years. We talk about muscle memory.
Yeah.
Muscle memory follow through. Stance, grip, trigger control follow through. How many does that sound familiar in the training exercise group, right? Same thing.
Same thing.
It all works out.
Your body adapts.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
George Semberlis is the owner of GTFitnessConcept.com. Tyler Arrigo is one of his trainers. She's 20 years old, female, and a vegan, helping breaking stereotypes.
Why do you keep bringing the vegan?
Well, because we love people that break stereotypes because they say that we're all 60-year-old men with beards and we're fat and we're carnivores and we spit tobacco and we got suspenders on. So to have a 20-year-old girl who's built like brick shithouse, that's an old saying, and if she's a vegan and she never shot a gun before, to me, that's a major win.
You realize you're old when you have to explain things that, phrases that we were.
She doesn't. You know who Farrah Fawcett is?
Yeah.
John Wayne?
Not really.
Everybody out there who knows who John Wayne is, you are officially old.
Officially old.
Just so you know, you're officially old. John Wayne was a movie star who played cowboy and military all his life.
Yet was never in the military and was never a cowboy.
Correct. But he played one. So Sherry Spivak in January of 2012, Sherry's the head of the SAW group. She wrote an article, Exercises to Improve Your Shooting, and it's the only female perspective I can find out there. So Tyler, she wrote that keeping fit usually tops the lists of promises we make to ourselves, you know, New Year's resolution. And she wrote, building a strong core is important to your foundation. It's funny, you were just saying that. Holding your both arms out, hyperextended, is important, and not being able to tremor. Balance, George, you spoke about that earlier. That's why I saved this article for the end. And there is so many exercises these guys can teach you that you can do at home. Now, I went to Europe for 10 days, and then I came home, and then I went to Atlanta for 5.
Did you exercise when you were
here? Yeah, I brought resistance bands with me. I bought for $30 on Amazon a bag, 4 different resistance bands, hand grips, ankle things, and a ball that goes over your door, the hotel room door.
So you can mount it to your door.
You
so
yep.
I did. So I put it low, and I did seated rows. I put it high, and I did flies. And,
all with the yellow band, chest. Was it?
No, the red one's the highest one. When I travel now, I only have to bring the red band. Then you can stand on it, and you can do bicep curls. Yeah. There's just presses, overhead presses, right? You guys talk a little bit more about
everything.
Like that. And not you do a lot of exercises that you don't have any weight. Like you're doing stuff where you're kneeling and getting back up, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm a little more old school. I like to throw around some heavy weights still. But Tyler's really into the functional movements and using bands and utilizing the TRX suspension training system that we have at the studio. Basically, there's bands that are suspended from the ceiling. And you're using basically your body weight to do different types of exercises to challenge yourself. And you're great at using that stuff with clients. So
yeah, I love using the TRX because it's like there's no pressure on your joints. There's no external weight being put on your body. So a lot of people who are kind of intimidated like to start out with something like that, with body weight.
So the TRX, just imagine 2 heavy straps or ropes hanging from the ceiling. So you can grab them, Sandy. You can do flies. You can do presses from them. They can assist you in squats and getting up, you know, overhead stuff. So the first time I tried them with these guys, I'm like, what the hell is this thing they're inventing? And then you realize. It
looks like you're getting ready for Cirque du Soleil or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I see them. I see everybody using them at the gym, and I'm like,
yeah,
they look fun.
It's great. Like say you could isolate like single leg, you could isolate single arm. You know, you can have a kettlebell in one arm, you know, the 10-pound kettlebell, which could be mimicking like say like a firearm, and holding yourself up with the other arm, which will be, you know, mimicking a natural situation that you might be in. So they're a great tool for us at the studio, and we can use them with all different types of clients, you know, from those who are getting ready for sporting events to those who you know, are post op, you know, surgery and they're, you know, coming off of physical therapy. So they're a great tool for us.
3 years ago, I was borderline diabetes, borderline high blood pressure, borderline everything, right? Cholesterol. Now I go to doctor. My heart rate is 65. My blood pressure is 120 over 80. And I'm nowhere near being a diabetic, and I don't take anything for it. But I just noticed the way I can move, my level of alertness, reflexes from working out for such a long. Listen, I'm not 20 like her or 35 like him, but for 56, it's not a bad position. I had an Atlanta female cop, African American cop, 42 years old. I asked her for directions. I said, because I'm old and I forget now. And she said, honey, you're only like 3 or 4 years older than me. I said, well, I'm 56. She goes, damn, I'm 42. And she thought I was 45, 46 years old. So all weekend I kept saying to Jimmy, how old did that cop say she thought I was? He's like, shut up already. But it does help. It changes your lifestyle. And if I was in a gunfight or in a street fight or something, I feel a lot better that I've gone through all
of this.
It
also improves your attitude, and it keeps a good stress level down. And
it definitely helps with stress.
You know, it's nice to, I mean, I work out every day, but right. I do this same crap over and over again. I spend about an hour and a half, but I only do cardio.
Yeah.
And it's...
For heart reasons, he does cardio.
You know, it's kind of... I would miss it. I travel extensively, but I always make sure that there's a gym or at least something that passes for a gym.
It becomes part of your routine.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't feel right if you don't do it. You know, there's just the endorphin release.
For me personally, too, the endorphin release, and it just kind of gives you almost like a clears your mind, and you kind of get focused again on maybe like work or whatever, you know, your family or whatever it may be. So it's a great way to blow steam.
9 times out of 10, I walk into the gym not wanting to be there. And when I walk out, I'm, you know, like 15 minutes into the workout, you forget about that. Like, I got to do this again.
Yeah. It's nice.
Right?
Feeling great.
Right?
Yep.
And when I walk out, I feel like iron. I go home, I take a shower, I walk the dog, and then I come into work. And everybody, when I come into work, is like, you're so hyper. How much coffee did you drink? You're so hyper. It's not that. It's the rush from working out, right?
And you can get off your phone for an hour, and you can disconnect from everybody.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Although there are some idiots at the gym who are bringing their phone, and they're talking on the phone.
And they're not even doing anything. They're sitting on a machine on their phone.
Right.
Come on, guys.
Right, yeah.
You're sitting all day at work, and then you go into a gym where you're supposed to move around, and now you're sitting on a machine.
Right.
on your
phone. Facebooking.
Doing
yeah.
Facebooking. Yeah, like, taking selfies
Instagram.
Of yourself on the machine.
Yeah, exactly.
See,
right.
I have my trainers take my photo.
Yeah, exactly. So at least he's actually exercising and we're taking the photo of him.
So, well, let's discuss my hubris here. There's two reasons why I post a photo
every time I work out. Is that the bone in your arm
you're talking about? No. There's two reasons. No, if you're going to use Drek, I can use hubris.
Okay, there we go.
Not the humorous. I post photos for two reasons. Number one, it incentivizes me. Number two is it shames me into not getting out of shape and fat again because I have 5,000 to 10,000 followers. I get people that quote, people send me messages that I inspire them and stuff. So I basically shame myself because if I start gaining weight back, I'm going to go dark on social media. You know, I am because I don't want anybody to see it.
Darker than you are now.
Correct. Or? Yeah. Because I'll be ashamed of it, you know. So I.
No, that's a good point. That's a very good point. Yeah.
You know, I get messages like this. This guy sent me a message. He lost 80 pounds because
of me.
That's
great.
He said.
Look at that transformation.
Okay? That's fantastic. Yeah.
He says, because of me. So motivating him every day. So listen up. Talk back at gunforhireradio.com if you're interested in doing something with George, Tyler, and myself.
Yeah, or seeing a course like that or something like that or some video series or whatever. What do you guys think? Or?
I think so. I think we might do something like that to ourselves. So GTFitnessConcepts.com. They're in Woodland Park, New Jersey, right behind the range. All you guys and girls out there, if you're listening, if you're borderline diabetes, high blood pressure or something, you know, take it now. I'm 56 years old. I feel like I have a new lease on life. You know, 3-4 years ago, I felt like I was just day-to-day crawling through and waiting to die. Quick announcements, then I'm going to let you guys say something and say goodbye. But Masad Ayoub is back, Mag 40, and Mag is going to be here, the four-day Mag 40, at the South Jersey Shooting Club in Winslow. We also have Urban 3 Pistol July 22nd and Urban Carbine August 19th in Winslow. And we've secured the Shoot House in Winslow, where we're going to be doing force-on-force training. And if you're not in good shape, you won't be able to do it, you fat bastards.
That sounds like a nice time.
Oh, it's fun. And it's not air-conditioned.
I actually have to come to one of these events.
Let's go. Urban Pistol 1, 2, and 3 on the schedule. Urban Carbine 1, 2, and 3 on the schedule. Holster Draw, May 30th. Terrorism Awareness, May 13th. Quick Clot, April 23rd. Low Light, No Light, June 11th. Multi-state CCW happening all over the state every day. Protective Pen, June 10th. Learn how to kill somebody with a pen. It's quite effective, I'm telling you right now. So GT Fitness Concepts. Tyler, say goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you for being on. George?
Bye, everybody, and God bless. And
Winston, say goodbye.
Their Facebook page, too.
So it looks like you've done it yet again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the Licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barney. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Colangelo, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Love you guys. See you next week.